The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 8 a.m. to you this Monday morning. We're in Central Time, of course. For those of you dialing in, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld has a book out called The Soros Agenda, which I managed to obtain a copy of. And, of course, you know, we've been reporting here on the show about George Soros handing the torch to his son, Alex. And this could get even uglier. They have canned part of their staff. And, of course, the, you know, probably why they're doing it is to save money so they can be funneling it to all of the people that they want to try to stop Trump from being reelected. I mean, I really think that George and his band of, I don't know if you want to call them Nazis or what, you got to look at their past. I know Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld probably has. Is that true? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So is it true that we're dealing with somebody with a Nazi background that it really is out to destroy our country?
No, it's not. Soros was 14 years old when the Nazis took over Hungary. In order to save his life and the family, they changed their identity. They used false identities in order to evade the Nazis, evade deportation and death. So they were lucky. And his father entrusted him to, paid apparently, a Nazi official, Hungarian, to be supposedly the godfather of Soros and of George. He was 14 years old, and when the Nazi went around identifying Jewish property, Soros escorted him. Now, the problem is that Soros never apologized or never said that he regretted it or that he feels bad that he had to do it. The fact that he did it at the time, well, he did everything to survive. However, not apologizing, not regretting it, not conveying any sorrow for doing that is another matter. So that's the story about Soros and the Nazi occupation of Hungary.
Okay, now, Dr. Ehrenfeld, since you've done all these studies on this, here's the thing. He apparently, according to what you're saying, is the man who broke the Bank of England.
Yep.
This guy's got billions.
Yes.
And what do you think his objectives are now?
Well, he supposedly is retired. He gave his the reign of his foundations to his 37-year-old son, Alexander. However, what he set out and the Open Society Foundations are there in order to, well, fulfill, I guess, what Obama had started in earnest, is to destroy America as a superpower. And but Soros has an agenda of globalization, like Obama did, and like many on the left, most of the left is trying to accomplish now. And as Biden visiting now in England also, the idea is to globalize. So to destroy the sovereignty of the really the constitutional republic, the democratic constitutional republic of the United States, and doing it from within and without. So that's the agenda. And in my book, The Soros Agenda, I lay out the development, the plans, their development, and how Soros has been using, what kind of strategies Soros has been using in order to accomplish his goal.
Well, I'm glad you said Constitutional Republic, because I was going to ask you that question, because you're the founder and president of the New York-based American Center for Democracy. And I've been having a problem with that term, knowing how this country was founded. But see, I really think that when we hear the news, Dr. Ehrenfeld, about all of these prosecutors out there, that the media keeps referring to them, the right-wing media anyway, as Soros-funded prosecutors. Part of the destruction of national sovereignty has to come within the justice system, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that was Soros's first and foremost goal when he set out his activities here in the United States. His goal was to change the legal system in the United States. And he didn't go about it like going to Congress, lobbying for changing this or that law. He decided to use states in order to try and change laws in different states from grassroots up, if you want. So if there are, and as Obama said later, because this started in 1993, when Obama came in later, he said, well, they wanted to legalize drugs federally. And Obama said, well, the advice was no, it's better if enough states legalize drugs, then Congress will eventually have to do it. And that is the philosophy of what Soros said. So that explains to you also how, by funding prosecutors in different states, in different cities, by funding the election of judges where they are elected, by funding the elections of other officials, like secretaries of states who are responsible for elections, he managed to change many things because the prosecutors are refusing to employ the laws or comply with the laws on the book. So they decide what is a crime and what is not. They decide who to prosecute and who not. And so this is where we are today.
So this Orwellian society that Soros, dystopian. Yeah, he wants to bring this about. He's going to throw money at it, right?
Well, he's been throwing a lot of money at it. It is really Orwellian because the name of the foundation, Open Society, which he really corrupted, it was the idea of open society is not Soros' idea. He's using Orwellian language, calling his foundations open society foundations, while what they are trying to achieve is to close society, okay? To shut down your rights as an individual, to force you to sing together in a chorus like everybody else. So that's promoting racial division, any kind of division and chaos in the country. So that's what he's been doing here. That's what he's been doing also in Israel, very much so. So when you talk about now there are actually many people are like 40% of the Open Society Foundation's employees will be fired. It's not to save money. They have plenty of money. It's in order to concentrate more on countries which are very much kind of almost ready to be destructed completely, which is the United States and Israel. And in both, the legal system is being attacked.
But he's plugged into the World Economic Forum, is he not, big time?
Sure. What is the World Economic Forum? It's globalization. He's very much connected to the UN, to the EU, of course, the World Economic Forum. Everything that anybody who's advocating globalization.
Okay, so now we're in a situation where, in order to fight this kind of corruption, You have any suggestions, or what's your institute per se doing to fight this influence from Soros?
Well, first and foremost, that's why the book was written. It's called The Soros Agenda. It describes the agenda, and it describes the tactics and the strategies that were taken and are being taken. So by studying, in order to defeat your enemy, you have to know the enemy, right? So if you read the book, and anybody else who will read the book who's interested in correcting what has been getting wrong so long, is to once you see what tactics are being used, you can actually act against them, okay? So in order to fight your enemy, you have to know the enemy. So this book offers a study of the whole agenda, and it allows people to develop. If you don't want transgenderism, okay, go to your local congressman or go to the school, and not alone, take others with you and protest against it. And go to court while you can still go to court and demand changes. So wherever you see that your constitutional right is being dismissed or violated, take action.
See, and we have seen so much, because I paid very much attention to and wrote multiple books about the foreclosure crisis, which I know. We're talking about 2008 through 2015, which I know Soros is probably behind a lot of it, because he wants capitalism for him and not for everybody else. The thing is that he's happy, because this is what he said: you'll own nothing and be happy. I mean, Schwab and the Schwab kebabs said the same thing, and Soros is behind the same type of ideology. But the thing is that, you know, he wants it all for himself. Didn't he ever, don't you think he ever read the book Animal Farm? And doesn't he understand how this thing could eventually end up turning on him?
Well, it's not turning on him. The man will be 93 next month. So I don't think it will turn on him. And he has enough money in order to protect himself from anything. So does his son and the family. We are talking about the general public, which is not so rich and doesn't have access and won't be rich because of the policies that, for example, the Biden administration, which has many, many of its top officials linked with Soros one way or the other, are executing. So, the idea is, and I don't recall that Soros says that you will have nothing. The idea that Soros has been promoting is that you don't need borders. You talked before in your program, I was listening, about the wonderful idea of the Biden administration to give green cards to Colombians and others from Latin America. And we don't know if it's only Colombians. We don't know about the other 159 countries that are flooding the United States. It is to bring in everybody and anybody from the whole world. What they want is more voters, apparently, for the Democratic Party, so that they can stay in power forever.
Well, see, and this is the thing that, you know, I'm glad you were listening to the show. His son Alex apparently is very chummy with Vice President Chlamydia Harris. You know, that's what I call her, because she is a disease. She's part of this. This whole thing, it's not a conspiracy anymore. I mean, literally, they are in your face. Everybody knows. The media knows. Alex Soros is there. The media knows that the torch has been passed. I mean, people, literally, if our Congress needs to take a stand and go after these people, but they don't seem to be doing a very good job. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, I find the Republicans and the conservatives in this country, and even, what used to be the old center Democratic Party, didn't do anything. And the agenda has been promoted since 1993. big time. And it had a lot of support because the left, the left ideologies never left the United States, okay? So they were here. So there was a base on what to build on. And but I didn't see Republicans fighting back. They said, sure, we have free speech here and you can promote anything you want, which is fine. But I didn't see any counter activities to challenge, for example, the big, huge movement of drug legalization, of marijuana legalization. This is crazy. Allowing marijuana, it's a big business, and now everybody wants to be on it because it will be billions of dollars of revenues to states. But in the meantime, the problem is not the laws. The problem is what the marijuana is. What are the chemical ingredients that make... This is really... Allowing this is actually promoting the biggest slavery ever. Why? Because drug addiction is the biggest slavery ever. It enslaves your body. It enslaves your brain. It enslaves your soul, okay? And so it's much easier to tell people who are doped what to do than people who have all their senses around them, right?
No, I agree with you there. That's something that, you know, we're asking people who are, like you heard on our broadcast about people looking at TikTok and jumping off the back of speeding boats and breaking their necks and eating Tide Pods. I mean, you know, he really is trying to eliminate as much of the stupid population as possible because they're out there. And he
apparently it's not only the stupid population, because people went along with it and people, Republican run states, are also promoting marijuana legalization. Why?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Why are the rhinos and all these Republicans, I mean, don't they value their freedom? Don't they understand that when all is said and done, they're just nothing but puppets and they're not going to be needed anymore when all this thing comes into fruition? They're going to eliminate Congress as we know it.
Well, I don't know if they are going to eliminate Congress, not so quickly. For appearance sake, there will be something for a while. But what Soros has done, really, he combines Orwellian and ideology or ideas, not ideology, and language with Brave New World, if you want, Huxley's ideas about doping people. So this is really what we are getting. And why, you know, people didn't pay any attention. I've written about it over the years a lot and decided because we are really at a point where it's either we really rise and counter it, if not, bye-bye America.
Well, that's what a lot of people think, and we have a very smart audience that's listening to this thing. How much involvement do you think that George Soros, as long as we're talking about doping up America, we have, and I'm sure you are familiar with Hegel and Hegelian dialectic, being as educated as you are, Dr. Ehrenfeld. The thing is this jab that people have been 220 million plus Americans succumbed to. They basically were convinced by the government and put fear into that they ran out and got multiple inoculations of this gene therapy. How much was Soros behind that, or was he?
I don't think that Soros was behind it. I don't know. I know that he has... He owns a pharmaceutical company that dealt with that was doing COVID testing material in the UK, but I don't think that he was a major part of it. I think that others were much more involved, and of course, China.
No doubt, and so yeah. you're the. But the thing is that we all know from what happened is that the virus itself had been played with gain-of-function research in a lab in University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill by Dr. Ralph Baric and his team. And it was sent over there with taxpayer dollars to China. So Xi Jinping and her staff could sit there and manufacture this thing for the purposes of the Gellian solution, Operation Warp Speed. So to get on, your take.
Promoting eugenics. I don't think that Soros was part of it, not from what I have seen, what I have read. However, that controlling the population is an issue that has been around for a long time.
But you would understand, and I would think potentially agree with the fact that if, you know, we have to reduce the population because it would be easier to control if you'd have as many people.
Well, the ways that they are choosing to control the population now with spying, monitoring everything you do through your phone, through your television, through your computer, through your refrigerator, through your car, through everything, is through cameras everywhere. I mean, through social media, canceling you if you don't say things that you like, going after you, suing you if you try to oppose or to convey actually your position. It's really an economic warfare now because trying to silence people is really free speech. If you don't have enough money to hire lawyers to protect yourself, you can be out of business and you'll be silenced. So it's really a question of who has more money but it's not only, even with economic warfare like this, it's not only a question of money. It's also a question of resilience and of willingness to fight for your freedom. We heard many versions of the phrase that, you know, freedom, if you want your freedom, you must fight for it. If not, you will lose it.
We know that. Now, see, folks, you have to understand something. The reason we have Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld on the show here, she's got more than 1,500 publications, 5 books, and huge number of academic and policy papers published in the mainstream media, which I'm really, given the information that we're talking about here, I'm surprised. You have a PhD in criminology from Hebrew University School of Law in Jerusalem, Israel. Obviously, you know, my bigger concern is you've seen the Israeli state. What is Soros doing to that?
Well, Soros does not approve of the Jewish state of Israel, and neither does Alexander, his son. He's been funding very radical Israeli groups that are now, that as we speak, demonstrating in Israel because they don't approve of the majority government that was elected by the Israeli voters. So they are doing everything in order to defeat it, in order to, because the government wants to reform the legal system, which has been corrupted by the left for many, many years. And I will not go into explaining what that is, but Israel has unique laws that allow the Supreme Court to do anything they want. And against actually to violate the laws of the country too, not only interpret them, to cancel government decisions, etc., and organizations that have been funded not only by George Soros but also by the Biden administration. And mind you, Anthony Blinken is very, very close to Soros, and the State Department has always been pretty much anti-Israel. So they are trying really to destabilize the country and also attacking by supporting a corrupt legal system. And if you look at what is happening here, where is our legal system? Where is America's legal system these days? So it's very interesting to me to watch these two things happening at the same time. Because here we have an attorney general that apparently lies to Congress. And we have an attorney general in Israel that actually says, no, the laws apply only to certain people, but not others. So it sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does. I'm just wondering, too, how much is Netanyahu and the Knesset and everyone else over there aware of Soros's involvement? I mean, they've got to know, right?
Well, I know that they are aware of the U.S. government involvement and other left organizations that support the same agenda. I'm not so sure that they are aware of the Soros involvement. They should.
But they've actually started ramping up and shelling and carrying out with the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF. They've been attacking Palestinian targets. And, you know, the Palestinians
have been terrorizing Israelis. The Palestinians are.
Yeah.
So the fact that they are still able to protect themselves is good. I hope that that will not be affected.
Well, I would think that Soros is behind that as well.
Well, I think that Iran has more to do with it.
So there is more to the story than that. You think Tehran?
Yeah.
Well, I know Tehran would love to see Israel go up in smoke. And this is the only thing right now that seems to be the thing that is perpetuating peace in the Middle East right now, is that Israel has not been totally destabilized.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
But there is a big effort, and by the Biden administration, to destabilize Israel. Huge effort. Biden even said over the weekend that about the Bibi Netanyahu's government, that this is the most dangerous government he'd seen in, and I mean, he's over 50 years that he's been in the Senate, he'd seen a lot. So this is really the effect of the Soros agenda.
Yeah, this coming out of a 50-year career politician, which I don't know why America trusts him. A majority of them now, his approval ratings here are in the tank, but yet he still manages to survive all of this because of the fact he's got this kind of backing. Do you think that Soros money in one way, shape, or form is being used to bribe certain members of Congress?
To say that there are bribes I don't have evidence for. Well, that they are being supported, that Soros and his foundations and personally and is supporting the election of Democrats. Sure, he doesn't make any, he doesn't keep it a secret. And there are PACs, huge PACs that Soros has been funding, that are seeing to it that the right people among the Democrats are elected. The right people, I mean, the people that follow his agenda, that want globalization.
Well, there you have it, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld. She is the author of The Soros Agenda. I know it's available on Amazon. If you want to read it, it's a really good read. I'm looking at it right here, folks. We will be back with more news and a phone bottom of the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And of course, it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, and it's a Monday here with Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, earlier in the program, we told you about the lobbying of Congress right now. See, it's working both ways. This is how the tit-for-tat political theater works here in America. American gas utilities are lobbying support for bills to keep the gas stoves operational. Of course, you know, they got pushback from Biden and his administration wanting elimination for climate change purposes. Natural gas companies especially are gathering their political allies in Congress to ward off any attempts that gas stove use be curtailed, according to federal records. Gas utility companies fear that gas stove bans are the start of a broader phase out of natural gas altogether. Oh, they want to go all electric. How are they going to do that? There's only so much space you can put solar panels, and even they're not perfected. We do have Lion Energy, and I'll tell you, that's one partner we have here that you probably want to go look into seriously and talk to their technicians. Which you can, you know, if you go to the website, you can do that. Talk to the technicians at Lion Energy about how to make it work for you. I'm talking about solar, because some people that want to go off grid have to make use of a number of things. Buying a propane tank, having solar, being able to break up, having a well, break up and diversify the utilities so they can't be controlled. You see, in the meantime, all this tit for tat going on in Congress is not the same thing as what we the people can do out there to remain independent of the government and independent of utilities. Because if you have to worry about somebody coming and pulling your meter because you didn't get your electric bill paid because of social credit scoring, this is what you have to look forward to in your future if you don't stand up and say something. And we got this other little thing, an article out called "The Stupidity of Ethanol as Green Energy." Carbon neutrality refers to a product that has net zero carbon emissions. The manufacture and use of corn-based ethanol has expanded based on the assumption that it's carbon neutral, therefore far better for the environment than gasoline. However, several studies have shown that such assumptions are categorically false. 2016 study, by the way, found out corn grown for ethanol only offset 37% of carbon dioxide emissions produced by burning biofuels, resulting in a net positive carbon dioxide emissions that are greater than gas. One of the primary reasons why growing corn for ethanol has a net positive CO2 impact is because farmers are plowing up native grasslands to make room for more corn. 60 tons of carbon dioxide are released into the environment per acre of grassland plowed. Did you get that? 60 tons of CO2 per acre. All they got to do is run the plow over the acre. 60 tons. Think about that. Residents could experience less rain and higher temperatures because of this stuff called Saharan dust, which could reach South Florida, affecting air quality. Forecasters are warning of a long and intense heat wave coming for the U.S. Southwest that could rank among the most severe in recent history. Is it geoengineering? Well, you can dial into Dane Wigington. You be the judge. The focal point of the blistering heat is going to fall mostly in Arizona, California, New Mexico. Now, when that happens, according to regional offices of National Weather Service, of course, this is something that you need to be watching for, because with the extreme heat in those states could mean wildfires. They might occur naturally, do you think? Or could they be occurring because of directed energy made to look like it occurred naturally? Could it be because some arsonists out there decide, hey, let's further our agenda? This is why we need climate change. We got to do something. We got to dim the atmosphere. We got to dim the sun. Yep. I say, round them all up, put them on a rocket, and launch them for the sun. See how long they last. Yeah, when you get up there, you know, open up the big umbrella when you get up there so you can block the sun from the earth. Oh, wait a minute. Why don't you fly by night? That makes sense, huh? About as much sense as all this climate gobbledygook you're spewing on us. You like tomatoes? Well, guess what? Recent scientific findings have revealed this chromotrypsis-like effects after the application of CRISPR-Cas gene editing in the genome of tomatoes, according to Test Biotech. They just put out an article about this phenomenon in which often several hundred genetic changes occur simultaneously in a catastrophic event in a tomato. You want to eat one of those? Imagine what it'll do to you. Wouldn't it be better to grow your own tomatoes? This is why we have the seeds we do at the Power Mall. Heirloom seeds, folks. However you can get your hands on them, you need to start. I've got 14 tomato plants growing here in individual buckets. You need to start growing. Mine are about 3.5 feet tall now. They're doing pretty good despite the heat here. Now, believe it or not, here's some interesting health research and data that you probably need to be aware of. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in on any of this. There are rising instances of children and teens with kidney stones, particularly girls. Doctors are wondering why that is. Metabolic syndrome, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, they're not factors. It's why the medical researchers are going crazy over this stuff. Why do these kids and teens have kidney stones? Could it be that they're eating the kind of food they're eating? Ultra-processed foods? We point a finger at that? Probably want to read that article because, you know, this is NBC reporting this. And anything that mainstream media reports, you have to question, okay? I mean, the people who are awake, and I understand. I ask that question a lot from people. When did you become so cynical? People ask me that. They want to know when I became so cynical. That's been, you know, I think my cynicism happened in real life when I started to watch Randy Weaver and Waco and what happened after that. I think that's when it really hit home because I've collected a ton of information on both of those events and Gordon Call. You know, you wonder how our government has the capability of attacking human beings and destroying them and why. And how they do it through demonization within the mainstream media, and everybody points a finger at their TV set and goes, aha, see, they're the bad ones, not the government. See, the government makes themselves look like the savior, just like they do with the jab. And they make the people who don't want the jab look like the bad guy. We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated. See how that works? But we have a solution. It's called a vaccine, because everybody knows that word, right? Who cares if it's gene therapy and it's only approved for emergency use authorization? Who cares? The government said, go out and get it. So where do I, how high do I jump? Yep. You and I both know this is exactly what's happened, and all these people bought into it. Journalist Celia Farber is the author of Serious Adverse Events, An Uncensored History of AIDS. And Fauci, of course, behind the whole thing. As with COVID-19, one of the key tools used to promote the HIV causes AIDS narrative was the use of the PCR tests. And you see, we just had Dr. Rachel Ehrenberg on talking about the fact that Soros had all this investment money in PCR tests that were used in the UK. You see, you got to follow the money and you'll see exactly what's going on. And of course, Bactrim was an inexpensive generic drug that effectively treated AIDS-related pneumocystic carini pneumonia, which was frequently fatal. This drug, like ivermectin, was withheld. Instead, Fauci insisted AIDS patients be treated with AZT, horrendously toxic, expensive cancer drug, never proven to work, much like the stuff they're injecting in people that have COVID in the hospital. Run death is near, remdesivir. And of course, this killed an estimated 300,000 AIDS patients, most of them gay men. Yeah. So you just, you know, you keep buying into this. Understand that AIDS, this according to Jean-Luc Montagnier, the HIV virus has been interlaced into the COVID vaccine, the jab. So those of you who need to equate vaccine and jab, understand where I'm coming. 4% of this, according to Montagnier and his crew, the late Nobel laureate, they had to have a way to make it transmissible. They had to have a way to tear down the immune system. And the only way they could do that is with human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. That's how crazy this is getting, folks. And now they want to inject your meat, your salmon, your chicken. And Lord knows how many transgenders are going to flock to certain states to get procedures done. A judge has allowed a Tennessee law shielding minors from transgender procedures to take effect. States are on the front lines, of course, pushing back against this. And of course, now, those of you in Wisconsin, get this, there's a rare fungal infection out there. One woman is dead already. It's a hidden danger in some soils that can be deadly. It's a fungus that, when disturbed, releases spores into the air. This Kenosha family is warning others about it. These spores can settle in people's lungs and cause illnesses or even death. Wisconsin has seen some of the highest rates of this virus, more than anybody else. And we're talking about blastomycosis. That's the name of it, for those of you that want to know about this fungal infection. You can read about it in our email blast. Of course, now, you know those little pesky fruit flies? They kind of look like small flies or gnats, and they multiply quickly and be a year-round problem. See, the best way to avoid that is to eliminate the source of the food, which is ripened and fermenting fruit and vegetables. Don't leave them on the counter. Some propose using an insecticide to eradicate a fruit fly problem, but there are definitely healthier ways to get rid of the annoying insects. You can make a fruit fly trap with apple cider vinegar and plastic wrap. But another that appears to have more success is made with a paper funnel, jar, fruit, and tape. Household cleaners can be just as damaging to your lungs as cigarettes. Consider white vinegar for a fabric softener, baking soda to clean your drains and oven and carpets, and rubber gloves to remove pet hair from your furniture. Did you know that denture tablets can help keep the toilet clean? Yeah, don't soak your dentures in the toilet while you're doing this, please. I can make double use of my dentures. All I got to do, if I drop that in the toilet, I can kill two birds with one stone. I'll just put my dentures in the toilet with the Amperdant. No, you don't want to do that. Wow. Can you imagine that happening? Yeah. We have a sudden increase in Stevens-Johnson syndrome. It's a rare and potentially fatal skin disorder. It may be triggered by COVID-19, increased vaccination rates, or a lowered threshold caused by vaccines or previous infection, according to large case studies recently published in the medical journal Burns. SJS isn't caused by fire. It's typically treated by burn units in hospitals because of its similarities to actual burns. Researchers with a burns unit at Concord Repatriation General Hospital in Australia saw 2 to 4 cases of SJS, or toxic epidermal necrolysis, per year prior to COVID-19. In the first 6 months of 2022 alone, the same burn center observed a 7-fold rise in cases. And it's been assumed that the COVID shots contained only RNA, but now researchers have also discovered the presence of DNA fragments. Not only should the DNA not be there, indicating a significant contamination issue, but the discovery has also exposed the entire proprietary blueprint of how the RNA is made. Sad but true. Got a few minutes left in the show if you want to get a phone call in. 844-769-2944. Watchdog, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey. I don't want to take away from book sales from that woman, but you ought to read a book about the enemy, Ezekiel 28, 28 chapters about the enemy. And it starts out, "Son of man, sing a sad song to this Rocky feller, telling me he ain't got long." So when you people figure out Satan, and here's another line in there, by the magnitude of your merchandise is the cause of the violence on the earth. That's commerce. That's economy. The four hidden dynasties, the banking, the religious, the education, and the political systems, is what Satan uses to separate Judea, Jerusalem, and Israel in the book of Zechariah. God says himself, he said, I'm turning the sanctuary over for 1,290 days. That's half of the tribulation period, which has changed to 5 months. But you people, you know, if you think you're going to bring this out, you're not. God's going to turn this over. God's sending them down here, and he's going to do it's going to be hell on earth before he cleanses. He says he's going to cleanse the sanctuary for the last time, and that's at the second coming. So, you know, what we want to get ready for is them coming. Get ready for the Word of God. Get into it just a little bit. If you go to Genesis, if you read Genesis 3 through 6, you can get a better understanding what it's going to be like when they get here. God told Satan in Genesis 3, he says, I'm going to put enmity, I'll put hatred between your seed and the woman's seed. And it started there in the garden when Cain killed Abel. And it's going to this day. He put the hatred there, and it's going to stay there until Satan gets here after Daniel 11:20. After that, he rises up and he comes in with the help of the small people, which are the Kenites, his kids, that are in Genesis 4. And you'll find out that they're going to have sex with about everything that walks and talks and crawls on this earth for the 5 months that they're here. So that's what you got to get ready for. I mean, God's got a plan for you, and you're not going to beat his plan. All right, that's my message to you. You better get with God's plan and get ready.
We appreciate that. Thanks for that. I always need a little inspiration from the Watchdog. We appreciate you calling into the show. In the avenue of cancel culture, Target is getting bad news during Pride Month. May have wondered about how the filth and blasphemy displayed in the children's section could possibly be legal. Well, it turns out it may not be. 7 U.S. state attorneys general have sent a letter to Target raising concerns that the clothing and merchandise sold as part of the company's Pride Month campaigns may potentially violate their state's child protection laws. Oh, what a web we weave when first to others to deceive. Facebook has been confronted with condemnation of its censorship of pro-life speech. American Center for Law and Justice has filed a brief with an oversight board for tech companies, Facebook and Instagram, that challenges their censorship of pro-life speech. Rolling Stone has a meltdown over Sound of Freedom. The film continues to destroy expectations. If a person came up to you and immediately began extolling the virtues of white supremacy and how Adolf Hitler wasn't that bad and how the Holocaust was grossly exaggerated, you'd rightly think you're dealing with some unhinged neo-Nazi. So imagine how this writer felt while reading a movie review from the once reputable Rolling Stone magazine, wherein the article largely downplayed the horrors of child sex trafficking and ridiculed those concerned about it. First thought that came to mind was sheer disgust, but the second thought that followed was, how in the world did Rolling Stone greenlight this debacle of an article? The Rolling Stone review of the independent thriller Sound of Freedom violated the very first rule of any good review, objectivity. Because the author, Miles Klee, keep this name in mind when Bart Simpson is mentioned later, makes it very clear that he hates everything about this movie, the movie itself, its fans, its star, Passion of the Christ star Jim Caviezel, and its entire underlying message that child sex trafficking is a scourge on the planet. Wow. Heavy duty stuff, huh? Facebook has also complied with requests from members of Biden's White House staff to throttle the reach of a 2021 video by then Fox News host Tucker Carlson. According to a federal lawsuit, despite Facebook staff assessing the video that did not qualify for removal from the site. This is why Judge Terry Doty of Louisiana's Western District Federal Court issued an injunction barring various Biden administration officials and government agencies from requesting social media companies censor and suppress certain content. In pet news, which we don't get too much, this oil is a powerful anti-inflammatory and a terrific way to support your pet's immune system and overall health. Yep, believe it or not, it's good for brushing teeth, staving off doggy dementia, and much more. Cocoa Therapy, coconut oil products. That's what it is. MCT oil, also beneficial for slowing canine cognitive decline. Amazing how that happens. Also reduces potential epileptic seizure as well. Well, there you have it. We don't have a whole lot left to cover, so our after hour ain't happening today. Too much on the plate. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Remember, don't shop at Amazon. We got free shipping all this week at the Power Mall. Call now, 877-817-9829. We'll see you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.